Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, mindset elevation coach and publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. And if you've been following my inspirational media brands for a while, then you may also know I'm the best-selling publisher at Inspired Living Publishing. And I have some exciting news. I will be announcing our 20th book. Can you believe I'm even saying that? And we will be releasing a call for authors for our next sacred anthology project. And if you want all the details when they're released at the end of February, I invite you, get on over to inspiredlivingpublishing.com and enter your name on the VIP list. And while you're there, right up in the navigation bar, you will see a free resource, and it's Embrace Your Inner Storyteller. And it's a free PDF download. So as you can tell, most of my brands are about inspiration. And that goes for this conversation today. We're going to be talking with one of my favorite people and on a favorite topic. And it's all about intuition, coincidence, synchronicity, and so much more. So my friend, have you ever experienced a coincidence or a synchronicity? If so, that was spirit or your divine or source, whatever the word is that you use, sending you guidance. But if you didn't know the language, you might have missed the message. I know I did many times in my life. Or maybe you doubted that what you received was real. Well, guess what? We're going to be talking about that and so much more with Nicole Meltzer, author of the Amazon best-selling book, Intuitive Languages, Your Field Guide to Live in Alignment and Flow. And she's the founder of the transformative program Flow. She has helped thousands of people tap into and trust their intuition through her international intuitive circles, programs, and presentations. Nicole's lust for travel, art, languages, and architecture have her seeking bridges, both physically and metaphorically, to connect with others. I am so happy that you are here, Nicole, and I am looking forward to this conversation.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your book. We were talking off here, the cover. I know my audience really connected with it. We're going to be sharing your wisdom in Aspire Magazine. So I'm super excited to have this conversation to invite the audience to learn more about you, but also about themselves, right? About their connection to their divine guidance. So let's start. Let's go backwards a little bit, because I love hearing women's stories, right, of transformation that led them to the work they're now doing in the world. Because after 7 years of hosting the show, what I've noticed is there's this red thread that we're always being guided in our life, even though we didn't realize it. So like for myself, looking back, I'm like, oh, so that's why A, B, and C happened, so it could prepare me for this. So I'm curious, were you always intuitive? And if so, how did you finally decide to start sharing that wisdom?
That was a long journey. Good question. First of all, I think everybody is intuitive. And so it's just understanding how to decode those messages as they come through. I can remember times as a little girl, just out of the blue, saying things to my mom or to family members, and then those things would come true, you know, the next day or whatever. And it kind of got blown off, if I'm honest. It got blown off quite often. And over the years, I felt like I needed to really strengthen more the intellectual and logical side of myself. And I shied away from the intuitive side, but secretly I was still using the intuitive skills to help me make decisions and choices. And I don't know, it was when I met my husband, it's a funny story actually, when I met my husband. So I had pretty much decided that I was not going to be searching for a guy anymore. I was like fed up with the dating world. And I made a list of all of the things that I wanted in a man. And it was a very unreasonable list. And so I said, okay, universe, have at it, go get him. And I'm not dating anybody until you bring this guy to me. And 3 weeks later, he knocked on my door. He came to us to a party at my house. And as we got to know each other, I realized that he was everything on the list. So that kind of sparked everything again. And he had actually done the same. He did made a list and I was everything on his list too. So it was kind of cool. He comes from a family that's also very intuitive. And through his cousin, we met someone who then became our teacher. So both my husband and I, when we were still dating, started formally studying intuitive development and really strengthening that. And it just grew from there. But I definitely kept it hidden. My first career was in research. So I'm like very logical, very analytical. And I still love data sets and stuff like that. But it was a journey out of that and starting to shine it and show it. And I couldn't ignore it anymore.
Oh my God. First off, I love the story about how you manifested your man.
Right? Yeah.
and the synchronistic part for me is he had done the same exercise. So talk about divine alignment, right?
Absolutely.
And the beautiful part is not that every couple that you have to have every single thing, every single thing similar in things that you enjoy doing, but that you are both open to personal and spiritual development and that you can take that journey together. For I think sure. It's beautiful too.
Yeah, it was very important to both of us to have somebody that was very spiritually minded and growth set minded. So yeah, that was top of our list, actually, both of us.
So now about the book, right? Intuitive Languages, was this like a journey for you to make the decision to write a book? Like what was the journey internally that led to the writing of the book? Because you've had some divine experiences, if you want to say. So I'm going to let you bring us on the journey of what led to the writing of the book.
Okay. I think I need to back up a little bit with that story because although I've been teaching intuition for a very long time, I've been trans-channeling also, but keeping that to myself and to my family for about 10 years, I had not really shared that with anybody. And I slowly started to feel comfortable in sharing this ability to trans-channel. So just in case people don't know what trans-channeling is, that's when I allow the spirit or the energies that I'm speaking with to speak through me. And I had some nervousness around that when I first started learning it because, you know, I had images in my mind of poltergeists and things like that, too many horror stories, right? And watching the thrillers when I was a kid. So I was apprehensive to going down that journey, but I was definitely being guided to go there. So when I started trancing, that in itself was a bit of a journey because there's like the wooing period, you know, you get to know the energies and then like dating, right? You don't give it out on the first date. So you just allow that time to get comfortable with one another and then allow the energies to come through and speak through me. So that was definitely something I kept in the closet for a very long time. So when I started talking with the Trilumini, who are the energies that I co-wrote this book with, they were like, okay, we're going places. So get ready. And you're going to have to own this, and you're going to have to step up, and you're going to have to share and be brave and be ready for whatever comes with it, you know, any judgment or anything like that. So now's the time for you to start working through any of those issues and release those. So that was the process with it. And I first shared the Trilumini with my flow group, which is my intuitive development circle. And I liked the reaction I got with them, and people were intrigued and interested, and that kind of got me going a little bit more. And I was on vacation with my husband in Cuba in 2018, I think it was 2019. And the Trilumini said, okay, it's time, we're going to write a book. And I'm like, a book? Like, how are we going to do that? And they told me what the title was going to be, Intuitive Languages. And I thought, oh, okay, so we're writing a book about the clairs of intuition. And they said, no, it goes deeper than that. There's more of a connection. And that got me really curious. And they would not share the format for the book, which for a control enthusiast like myself, that was a little unnerving. So I just was along the journey with them as they revealed each of the steps of building your intuitive language. It was very interesting.
Oh, I love this. And I've always, this certain people I follow, you know, we've all read Seth, a lot of us, Jane Roberts. So for those who need an idea, would you say to bring it into familiarity, I can never say that word, like they may know Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
It's the same, right? Yes. I believe this. I believe there are light keepers. Before we're going to jump for a break and then we're going to finish this conversation. Mm-hmm. I believe there are light keepers that come in like yourself, like Esther Hicks, like there's a few of my friends, Christy Whitman and others, and they were given the assignment. That's how I look at it. And then I'm trying to explain to my listeners. And they know that sometimes messages have to be delivered in such a pure way and pure light that they go, okay, they're not listening. So let's find some messengers who can deliver it in their unique, beautiful way. And the messages are so beautiful and pure. So that's why I can tell by energy if I'm attracted to someone that's channeling, right? And I love your energy. So Nicole, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the next step of that, how you started downloading and what actually the intuitive languages are.
Sure. So
we'll be back in a moment, my friends. I invite you to learn more and, of course, grab a copy of Intuitive Languages at NicoleMeltzer.com. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose. To link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Nicole Meltzer, author of Intuitive Languages, Your Field Guide to Live in Alignment and Flow. She's also the founder of the transformative program Flow. So right before the break, Nicole, we were talking about how you opened up to allow, because really you had to give permission to receive, right? And, right. and to trust. And so that's a spiritual experience in itself. So as the book, I'll say wrote itself, right, came through you, the end result, what is intuitive languages in the way that your divine source led you to create?
That's so interesting. Okay, so the whole structure of building an intuitive language, it's a beautiful experience of mixing the spiritual or the woo with real practical experience and real practical alignment. You know, it's useful, it's practical, and it's logical, and it's also this big expansion that happens. You can feel the end. If you're someone who feels energy easily, you'll feel the expansion happen in the energy immediately as you're going through it. So there's a couple of stages to building it. Would you like me to go through that?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Okay, wonderful. So first we start with the first stage in building the intuitive language is to really get clear on preparing your environment for receiving. So that would be basically, what is your relationship to environment? And when you go through that, in the book, there's a quiz that you can do to figure out how it is that you best relate to the environment. How is it that you feel, you know, that, you know, when you're somewhere and you're like, oh, I feel connected to everything that is around me. I just feel that beautiful feeling that I am one with the universe. And from there, you figure out what it is that you need in around you in order to be ready to receive. So that's the preparing to receive on the external front. So preparing your area. And then the second stage of building your intuitive language is to look at your relationship with unconditional love. So unconditional love, as the Trilumini talk about it, is the energy that we all come from and to which we will return when we're done with our physical experience. And when you think about your experience with unconditional love, for some people, that's a very tricky thing to do, you know, but maybe you have had an animal that you felt really close to, and you felt that unconditional love from an animal, or maybe you felt it from trees or plants or vegetation. It doesn't necessarily have to come from another human. And there's a whole quiz with that, and you can see how it is that you best relate to unconditional love from there. So what that gives you is an emotion or an energy to be in that will uplift you into an unconditional love state. So for some people, that might be joy, or that might be gratitude. Basically how it is that you relate to unconditional love with this list that they gave us will tell you which activating emotion you can use to get yourself into that state. So the unconditional love element is the preparing your inner world to receive. So that's the first two steps, is preparing your outer world, then preparing your inner world. And then the third and final step is to look at your Claire family. So what the Claire family is a mixture of your primary and your secondary Claire. The Claire being that way in which, that mode that in which you receive. So most people would be familiar with the term clairvoyant or clairaudient. They expanded it beyond that. So they took clairsentient and they broke it down in further into clairsomatic. So that is someone who feels it in their body. They have physical sensations when they're connected. There's clairemotive, so they feel emotions, which is a tricky one, because if you're an empath, you have to decipher, is it yours? Is it somebody else's? Or is it with source itself? So, but clairemotive would be someone who receives messages through emotions. And then claircognizant, and that is when all of a sudden a thought comes into your mind, or you just know it. You just know that this is the thing that you need to do, or this is the action to take, or, you know, it's just that thought comes to your mind. So you have those five clairs. So you have clairvoyant, which is seeing, clairaudient, which is hearing, clairsomatic, which is feeling, clairemotive, which is feeling emotions, and claircognizant, which is knowing. And your two top ones come together to create a family, and you put that family, that clair family, together with your relationship to the environment, relationship to unconditional love, and you have your type, you have your intuitive language type. So it sounds complicated.
Well, I love this because the book is interactive, right?
Yes.
This isn't you lecturing, it's you inviting, and you inviting them into a sacred space to understand their intuitive language, if I understand correctly.
Absolutely. You got it spot on. Yes.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. And one of the things that really speaks to me, because I identify as an intuitive, always have been, but I can remember saying years ago, I don't want to hear anyone.
because
Colette Baron Reed is a friend, and I have some great friends that are also some of the top mediums in the country, and been on the Ricky Lake show, and I always go, they're like, Linda, you have the gift. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to hear anything. But Nicole, like, I have deep knowings. It's just every single book title, I'll give you an example, and as an author, you'll get it. I have never, ever intellectually chosen my book titles. Mm. When people ask, like, Lynn, when's your next book coming? I always go, I'm waiting to receive it.
Yeah, because that's so good.
Every title of my anthologies, my solo books, of course, the author, I work with the author, but my anthologies, Nicole, are all divinely downloaded. And what I always just trust, and that's the title. I never, ever try to question or fix it. And this is what I've discovered, and I'm sure you've discovered it in your work. When we listen, when we trust, and you honor that that knowing, everything unfolds so much easier than if I tried to make those same decisions with my intellectual mind. So I built my intuitive trust muscles, right? So that I trust now so much faster and easier. So as someone goes through your book, and through, I really, it's more than a book, it's a guide, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will it also help them understand how to identify when they are receiving, or how to identify which of the clairs they are? Because someone new to this conversation will be like, how do I know?
Yeah. There's a great exercise in the book that shows you, and it's fun. It's I can give it to you right now.
Oh, please.
So you just take a blank piece of paper and you write out your favorite vacation. This could be a vacation that you've been on or one that you dream of, and you just freehand write it out. Nobody's going to read it, so you don't have to worry about grammar or anything like that. But just describe that vacation in its fullest. And then you take a color highlighter for all of the different types. So like if you do the seeing words, I can't remember the colors that are in the book, sorry. But let's just say yellow is for clairvoyant, right? So you would do all of the seeing words, you highlight them yellow. And then you pick another color, and all of the hearing words, you highlight those colors. And then you do this for each one of the clair senses. And when you look at the sheet, it'll pop out to you what color stands out the most. And that'll tell you right away what it is that you have as your primary. And then the second most common would be the secondary. So it's fun.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I yeah. love that exercise. And we're going to take a quick break, Nicole, when we come back. I want to talk about, we've got so much we could talk about. So I'm looking at the time, like, ooh, which one do I want to pick? Which one do I want to pick? Let me just intuit it. And I will be back in a moment with Nicole Meltzer. Learn more at NicoleMeltzer.com. We'll be right back, my friends.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Your worth is not determined by the number on the scale. You are enough right now, exactly as you are. If you're like many midlife women, you've thought, if I could just reach my ideal weight, I'd be so much happier. What we're really craving is our own love and acceptance, and Sarah Haas is that guide for your journey. Sarah is a women's weight release expert and body love coach, and walks alongside midlife women ready to say yes to self-care, self-compassion, and body love so they can become the healthy, vibrant, and unapologetically confident women they're here to be. Her holistic approach integrates nutrition, body movement, and self-care to nurture body, mind, and spirit. Visit sarahhaaswellness.com for supportive resources, programs, and more for midlife women ready to reclaim their health.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am so grateful that you're circling up with me today and my special guest, Nicole Meltzer, author of Intuitive Languages, Your Field Guide to Live in Alignment and Flow. And I think that's the word that really just jumped out at me is flow, right? Because it goes back to what I just said. When I listen to my intuition, which now, I mean, I've been following my intuition, I'd say, consistently for 20 years, my life, my daily mantra is this day unfolds with ease, grace, and flow. So flow to me is the feminine. It's being in connection with source, the divine. And I love that your program is called Flow, by the way. So what is that word when you say live in alignment and flow? Describe that so our listeners are like, yeah, I want more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head with that. It is exactly what it's like when you're listening to your intuition. You don't have to overthink everything. You can just be like, okay, you know what? Guide me. I'm not sure what my best decision is here. So just guide me to what it is. And when you receive those hits, everybody receives them differently, then it's just so much easier, right? Like, you don't have to overthink it. Just get yourself into alignment and then allow the messages to come to you and to receive that guidance so easily that you're just flowing through life. And that's not that you're not, I want to be really mindful of this one. It's not about just letting go and letting, you know, source, guides, divine, whatever it is that you call that which travels with us through time. It's not that you're giving up your life to them, you know, it's still your human experience. It's still you making choices for yourself. But wouldn't it be so nice to not have to work so hard to make a decision on something? Like, it just, It feels so beautiful and so easy to be able to flow through life that way. That's alignment and flow for me, getting myself into alignment and then allowing the flow of life to carry me through.
And I'm loving that you clarified that. It's not letting go of the wheel.
Right.
It's not holding on so tight to the wheel.
Right, exactly.
Right, like we have free will. We still have to go in to make our decisions. But I think of it this way. When I try to explain it, I have a grandson that's 22 and a granddaughter that's 11. And I tell them they have an internal navigation system or spiritual guidance system, depends who I'm talking to, which one. And I say that if you just set your intention for what you desire, where you want to go, what you want to call in, like you with your husband, right? Mm-hmm. You plug that into your internal guidance system. And it's just like when we get in a car, we trust that darn GPS to bring us somewhere, right?
Right.
We will trust some electronic device, but you won't trust your source.
Right. Exactly.
So, yes. And that always blows me away.
I know.
And so I say to them, the same trust you give that darn electrical device in your car, let it go. It will bring you, but you don't have to push. You have to get in the car. You have to set your intentions. And then you have to trust and let go. But I have to still drive the car.
Yes.
Right. Yes. So, and once I shared it that way, they both got it.
So good.
Yeah. And so for the work you're doing in the world, do you, like with your flow program, is that for women, for men, for both? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. And I will be honest, it's mostly women in it. My sons are
That's
in
mostly it. Mostly my audience and my magazine. So I get that. That's who I choose to serve.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional for me. I feel like, you know, intuition's available to everyone. And watching my husband's journey through his intuitive development too, I realized there also needs to be a safe place for men to experience this.
Yeah.
So it's lovely. I've kept it open for people like that. So both of my sons are in flow. And one is 13, Ethan's 13 and Liam is 16. And it's really open to anyone who wants to take their intuition to a different level, to be able to live life fully and completely as a human. I feel so strongly about the fact that we need to legitimize and normalize intuition. It is just another system of the human experience, just like the cardiovascular system gets our heart pumping and blood flowing. The intuitive system guides us through, and more people living that way, can you imagine how beautiful this world would be? Honestly, not having to take energy from one another, and you're so connected to source, you don't need to get that reassurance or that energy from other people. Oh my goodness, that's my dream. That's my dream. That's why I do this work.
Well, I absolutely love it. That's why I love having you on the show. And I bring on a lot of intuitives because dancing with my intuition and having that relationship has completely transformed my life. I went from welfare mom, high school dropout, runaway, queen of self-sabotage, because I was living from the outside in, to spending, and I got on the spiritual path 30 years ago, but I'd say like 20 years ago, I can say I really, really began trusting my intuition. I always listened as that path unfolded. I always listened, and then I would do it my own way. You know, that ego thing, like, well, this can't be real what I'm hearing. I'm going to do it my way. Yes. And then finally getting hit with enough cosmic 2x4s, like, Linda, I'm always guiding you. Will you just freaking listen? Instead of going? So after many cosmic 2x4s, I'm 60 now, just a few months ago, I told people that, like, I was in a high level mastermind, just to give you an example. And there was like 70 of us in that room. And it happened to be the question that the leader asked and said, you know, okay, so I got called on. They're like, okay, Linda, so what's your business plan for, you know, that year? And I said, I haven't had a business plan in 30 years of being in business. And I'm an award-winning entrepreneur, won Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Mass through the SBA. And everybody got quiet, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let me clarify. I do not have a written business plan. I follow my divine guidance and I've never been led wrong. Once I started listening to it and I clarified, and that's how I live and lead my life and my business, Nicole. Is that what intuitive language is about? Is helping people get to that point where they trust themselves enough in their guidance, in their source, to make life easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And it's so powerful. And what I love about the book is exactly what the title says. It's a field guide. It's not just, hey, read about this. It's, hey, let's help you discover it. Let's take this quiz to help you understand your way of understanding your intuitive language. So one of the things is that I hear a lot is, how do I know? I use different language. So I usually will say to clients, how do you know if it's your ego or your spirit speaking? Or some would say fear or love. How can they decipher which one it is when they're first on the path? I'm curious for your answer. I know what my answer is, but what's yours? How can you help someone?
Yeah, I have a little game I play called The Power of Three, and I still play it even though I'm in full conversation with spirit on a daily basis. So my ego pops in every now and then and says, really? I don't know about that. That seems a little too much, doesn't it? So I will test it. And so the Power of Three game is basically this. If I received my guidance correctly, if I'm understanding this correctly, please show me. And I always use cars because I'm in my car all the time. So please show me three yellow cars before I return home today. And I just go about my day and I watch for those three yellow cars if they show up. Where I live, every car is white, black, or gray, pretty much. So
yellow is an odd color to ask for. So then there's not going to be any doubt when you see it.
Exactly. And so always the first time is like, oh, that's a fluke. Then the second time, like, okay, I'm paying attention. Third time, okay, I got it. Thank you very much. And okay, off we go. On to the next step in the guidance chain. So yeah, that's fun one.
Yeah, it's like building your trust muscles, right?
Yes.
I'll give you a silly example. I made two hard-boiled eggs for my granddaughter's lunch. And they were in the fridge. I made them the day before. And then I opened the fridge, unpacked, because she was been sleeping here all week while the mom was away. So I opened the fridge on the day I'm supposed to be packing lunch. I'm like, oh, where's the other egg? Like, I'm like, did Dana eat it? Like, I was like, I searched the whole fridge. And I'm like, oh my God. So I walked away. I'm not going to panic because I know if I do, I'm just pushing away my answers. So I go about trying to say, okay, if I don't find it, I will make her something else for lunch. I'm going doing errands, completely forget about it for like 30 minutes. And I hear, you know how sometimes shelves pull out in a refrigerator?
Yes.
So I have a big pull-out shelf. I heard, without even asking, pull out the shelf. Ooh. The egg had rolled off the back of the shelf. Now, in a million years, I would never have checked there. Ever, because I forget that it's a pull-out shelf. That's what you're talking about, right? Like not doubting it. I walked over, opened the fridge, knowing it was going to be there.
That's amazing. You know what I love about that? Is that earlier? Sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Earlier you said, I don't want to hear anything. And then you're just saying this right now. This is awesome. I love it.
Here's the funny part. So to me, that's my inner source talking, right?
Yes.
When I say I don't want to hear anything, I don't want to hear, and I got to say it's happened to me three times in my life. I don't want to hear like my friends who receive messages from the other side.
Right.
I don't want to hear that.
Right.
Right. But yeah. My intuition, my divine support team, oh my goodness, they're not going to, it's all the time. But clear as day, but I receive hearing, not an outside voice. For those who are wondering, it's not a voice outside of me. It is clear as day. Pull out the shelf. It's behind this pull out shelf. And I laughed because I know it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, if that was years ago, I would have said, what? How the heck would it get behind the shelf? Did it get there by itself? Like, I didn't even question. Now, I know it's a silly story. Those are the kinds of things every time it happens, Nicole, I look up and say, thank you. I hear you. Thank you. I see you. Like if I find hearts on the path, I look for hearts, everything, hearts and trees, heart leaves, heart. And I always find them. And every time I do it, I give gratitude. And then I say, I knew love was all around me. I knew love was all around me. So it's been a game I've played for 20 years.
I love that.
Oh, it's so much fun. We're going to take a final break. And when we come back, we're going to dive deeper, because I would love to know, you know, the impact you hope this book has on the world. Because now more than ever, my friend, the world needs this.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. I am with Nicole Meltzer of NicoleMeltzer.com. I invite you to visit her website, learn more about her program Flow, and of course, grab a copy of Intuitive Languages. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. My special guest today is Nicole Meltzer, author of Intuitive Languages and founder of the transformative program, Flow. So Nicole, you know, you and I, we believe a lot of the same things, and now more than ever, as you alluded to earlier in the call, the world needs this. The only way the world's going to change is to release ego and start listening to our divine guidance system, our intuition. So what are you hoping the impact of this book will be on the readers, and the ripple effect will be the world?
Wonderful question. So I believe we're already on the trajectory of our next evolution as humans. And I think our biggest leap that we're ready to take right now is to move out of the us versus them mentality and come back to an interconnectedness. And you can't help but feel that when you're connected to source energy, divine energy, again, whatever it is that you believe. And insert word here. So when you open up your intuition and you're allowing that to flow, you just feel like there's infinite possibilities to you. And you see yourself and you see source, you see unconditional love in everything around you when you're in that space, when you're in that state. So my hope is that people see how easy and fun it is. It's fun. It's really, really fun to play this game, you know, and find like a scavenger hunt for your guidance through life. And when you're in that space and you're having fun with Source and you're receiving this beautiful dose of unconditional love on a daily basis, you're not looking for that energy from someone else, which could be in the form of, you know, acceptance or needing somebody else to fill all your boxes, you know, and you naturally shift into a place of compassion and respect for all living beings, including not just humans, but the waters and the vegetation and the animals and the birds. And we all rise up together. So I don't mean for it to sound like a fluffy dream. I really, truly see it. I see it as this is our trajectory in our evolution. This is what we're moving towards. And in order to get there, tapping into the into our intuitive abilities is the thing that will make this ride less bumpy, you know? So that's my hope. That's my intention.
I think that's so beautiful and so much what the world needs now. And one of the reasons I host this show is I've been blessed with a beautiful following of women and some men, a beautiful following of women who are on the path of self-discovery, right? And I think it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show, that there's a shift happening in the feminine, and they might not be able to identify the shift they're feeling inside, the yearning, this desire to connect with themselves on a deeper level and nature and all of that. But it's these conversations that will help them go, ooh, I feel those things. I can resonate with everything Nicole is saying. It helps them start to trust that what they're receiving is their divine guidance, is their intuition. That's my wish for this show today and for getting your message out, is if even one woman listening today starts to trust herself and trust that wisdom that rises to the surface in her unique way, then our job is done, my friend.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so yes. It is.
Yes, and so it is. And yeah. It's funny because every time I release a new issue of The Bag for the last 17 years, I can't believe it's 17 years with Aspire now. Yeah. I remember from the first issue to the most recent issue, I always say a mantra or a prayer. May one word, one sentence, one paragraph touch and inspire a woman's heart so that she believes in the possibility within and the truth and wisdom within. And so it is. Mm. So I've done that for every book. It's just like a Reiki intention I put out, but that's my mission. That's my vision. And I can hear from you that it's your vision to be of service through intuitive languages and the work that you're doing in the world. Yes. So we have a few minutes left, and I would love to invite you to share anything you have upcoming, any piece of wisdom that's dropping into your heart that you want to leave the listeners with, more than the wisdom you've already shared. Anything that you would like to share, Nicole?
Oh, this is wonderful. So I invite everyone to check out Flow. It's a wonderful group of people that gather together. We meet once a month on the new moon to write our new moon intentions. And then we meet once a month to go through intuitive meditations. And the way that I do it is that there's pit stops in the guided meditation, and you see or experience what's in that spot. And then we come out of the meditation and we translate it. So it's working basically on this whole idea that spirit loves to speak to us through metaphor. and understanding what our personal metaphors are. So that's how we build our intuition with that. And then once a month, I channel the Trilumini for everyone. We meet for an hour the last Monday of every month, and the Trilumini give us a little lesson or message, and then answer people's questions. So it's fun. It's a wonderful time, and honestly, it's play. It's total play. I love it. It's not work at all. Wonderful. I'd love to get a message from the Trilumini for everybody.
That would be beautiful. Yeah. We have about 3 minutes left, so I received that gift.
Okay, let me get them. So they're not going to go into a full trance because of timing, but their message is to look for the unconditional love around you today. See what that message is. Pick something that represents unconditional love to you. So they love your looking for the hearts. They love that. Pick something and ask to be shown that unconditional love message and go from there and feel it. When you see it and experience it, then feel it too.
That really resonates. Mm-hmm. In my collection of hearts, I have heart stones from all over the world. Every time I travel, I always say, show me the love, baby. And so we'll walk, and we're just in Costa Rica for 3 weeks. And that's all I say is, show me the love, baby, because I know it's all around me. And then I'm like a 4-year-old little girl. I'm like, oh my God. Dana's like, I know, a hot rock, a hot shell. But I get as excited as the first one that I ever found. When I find, like, I'm on a walk and I'm just being one with nature and all that, and you find like a rock or a leaf on your walk, I don't know, it's just, to me, it's my way of receiving sacred reminders that we always loved and supported. Even on the days that we may feel alone, we never are truly alone. So that's what my little and it's what you said about the yellow car too.
Yeah.
The more I look for love, the more love keeps showing up, right?
That's right.
So it's this beautiful, beautiful dance. And what you said at the beginning, it's fun. It's a game. And I invite everyone, along with grabbing a copy of Nicole's book, Intuitive Languages, at NicoleMeltzer.com, dive into the exercises in the book, have fun with them and play. But I invite you to look for love all around you today also. Absolutely. So Nicole, I want to say thank you once again for joining me today and for sharing your wisdom in the upcoming issue of Aspire Magazine. I'm excited.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. And again, I want to give Nicole's URL. It's NicoleMeltzer.com, and Meltzer is MELTZER. And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.